Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Little White Lies by Ace Atkins. Read for you by Joe Montaigne. Chapter 1.
Dr. Silverman thought you might help, Connie Kelly said. She said you're the best at what you do.
I do many things for Dr. Silverman, I said, although my chosen profession is the least important of them.
So I take it you're more than friends?
I nodded, adding water to the new coffee maker sitting atop my file cabinet. I'd recently upgraded from Mr. Coffee to one of those machines that used pre-measured plastic cups. I placed my mug under the filter, clamped down the lid, and returned to my desk. Demonic hissing sounds echoed in my office. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
God, Connie said. I feel like the biggest idiot in Boston.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Why?
That's quite an elite club, I said. That line stretches all the way from Mass Ave down to Mattapoisett.
I thought I loved him.
Did he say he loved you?
Of course, she said. That's how I found myself back in therapy. I haven't been to see Dr. Silverman for years. I thought I was cured.
Dr. Silverman might say therapy isn't a cure, I said. It's a process.
She's a very intelligent woman.
I gave Connie a big smile, letting her know I echoed the sentiment. When the hissing and spitting ceased, I retrieved the mug and a carton of milk, a few packs of sugar, and a clean spoon. I set them on the desk near her and returned to my seat. I've worked a lot of unusual jobs, I said, but I have to admit, helping with relationships isn't my...